Carlos, question about the lineup. Usually a glove-first first baseman is, you know, hitting down in the order, but you have Pete Alonso hitting cleanup today, but he looks like a gold glover. What is going on over there at first base? He looks great.
He's a complete player, man. Like, I keep saying it, and I've been saying it since last year. He doesn't get credit for his defense because of the range and the defensive numbers and metrics and things like that, but I haven't seen anybody better than him picking balls in the dirt or using the whole back, the footwork. As an infielder, man, like, what a great feeling for you it is and for those guys, you know, to just get the ball over the first base, and he's going to catch it, and he's going to complete the play. And then on top of that, you know, just continue to make the routine plays and, you know, what we've seen yesterday, won the game again because of a defensive play. But that goes to show you that even when he's 0-4, he's out there playing defense, helping the team win baseball games. So, complete player, man.
I know it happened so fast, but brains work really fast, too. In the dugout, the swing comes. What went through your mind as Patrick Bailey made contact last night, the ninth inning?
It happened fast. You know, it's kind of like contact plays me. Before you know it, we're shaking hands. So, yeah, pretty incredible. You know, you don't have too much time to think about because it happened so fast. Ball was hit pretty hard, you know. So it was kind of like I said, put in play, Pete's glove. So, and we were celebrating. So, yeah, it went our way yesterday, and I'm glad that we were able to get the job done.
So finally, Gregory Soto was here and active. He was with the team last night, but not active. It always works out where you'd like to find that nice soft spot for the first introduction, but there never seems to be one because the game is the game. But what would you like to try to do for Gregory Soto's first outing if today were to be the day?
Yeah, trust me, we're not looking for a soft spot. You know, we acquire him to help us. So, you know, if the right lane, the right situation, we feel it's a good matchup for him, he's going to be in the game. This is a guy that's pitching high leverage before for a long time, has success, electric arm, and that's the reason why we acquire him. You know, he's been in this league, so we'll throw him out there.
Who do you speak to outside of him to get a look? Do you call around? What do you want to know about him before you start, you know, deploying him in spots?
Yeah, it's more of our pitching coaches. They do a good job of communicating with former pitching coaches, and there was a lot of information, a lot of things that you don't see on the computer with the numbers. It's just more like makeup and what is the guy like bouncing back and going 3 out of 4, or how much time does he need to get ready, things like that, that the pitching coaches are, you know, normally get that information. In this case, they did it. Grateful for the guys in Baltimore that they were able to share those, and now we have a better understanding. And then just in talking to the player too, you know, you find out a lot. But this is a guy that, like I said, he's done a lot of different roles in the bullpen, and he's ready to go.
You've talked about this multiple times with, you know, last game of a series, Kodai Senga has been able to watch some at-bats. So what have you seen from the Giants as their identity that he'll have to focus in his plan of attack today?
Throw strikes. You know, this is a team that controls the strike zone. And if you give them free passes, they're going to take advantage of it. We're going to beat them in the zone, you know. So for Kodai, he's got to go out there and use all of his pitches in the strike zone, compete there, you know. So that's those are the expectations. They got some good hitters there, you know. They got some balance, guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. But again, we got to attack them.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.